line, and Ethan Finch will run up for about 5 yards and gets pushed out of bounds. So the third quarter will get underway, and Sydney going right to left. They will start on their own 30. They're in the gray uniforms with the maroon trim, the white trim, the maroon helmets. Deposit Hancock's in the royal blue pants with the white helmets and the white shirts with the royal blue trim. So should be a great second half, and both teams looking to just grind it out here.
Yeah, talking with some of the assistant coaches at halftime, and, you know, they're just, Darren's getting pressured, and, you know, he definitely has to see how he's going to react with that.
So the handoff on first down to Reggie Jimenez breaks a couple of tackles, and really something that probably should have got back to the line of scrimmage. I think he picks up about 3 yards, but, boy, we have an injury on the play here as Reggie is slow to get up.
Yeah, he immediately, referee on that far side immediately blew the whistle, and we'll hope that Reggie's all right.
Very a tough runner and a tough kid, so you know it has to be a tough injury to keep him down. We're going to step away for this injury timeout. 15 seconds into the third quarter, we're tied 6-6 between the Eagles and Warriors, and we'll be right back on CDO. And welcome back. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you back on CDO. And Reggie Jimenez is up on his feet, walking off pretty much under his own power. So I think this is a good sign here, Tim. We might not see him again tonight. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe this was just a stinger. We'll hope it wasn't very serious here for Reggie.
It looked like, you know, his not willing to go down might have cost him right there, because he was fighting for yardage and the kid pulled him back, and I think he did something to his lower leg. Coming off with quite a limp, but he is at his own, under his own power. He's a tough kid.
Yeah, it seems to be favoring maybe his left leg. And so the running back by committee will continue here for the Sydney Warriors. We will get back underway after that break. Just had a out-of-town score update that Tioga leads Delhi 19-0. So if you were looking for that score, that's the first score that we have for you there. As Smith tries to throw out into the flat on the left side to Ethan Finch, through his hands, Darren Shaver was there. Good coverage for DH.
Yeah, quarterback Darren Shaver with nice defensive coverage right there on Ethan Finch, and incomplete pass will bring up second down and about 7.
Shaver's an athletic kid, good basketball player, and I know he was really looking forward to this football season, was pretty excited for it, and you can see DH is going to be a strong contender here in their division.
Yeah, they're definitely showing me a lot of stuff tonight, that's for sure.
So 11:36 to go, second quarter. This is going to be a 3rd and 7. Smith drops back, throws, finds Finch again, gets around Shaver, tries to break the tackle. Shaver brings him down, but it's good for a Sydney first down to the 45. Pretty much the same looking play.
Yeah, it was. It actually was. I was going to say it was basically the same pattern and everything, and nice little hook route by Ethan Finch, and Darren put the ball on the number that time, and completion first down for the Warriors.
So a 6-6 ball game here between Sydney and Deposit Hancock, just underway in the third quarter. Sydney going right to left as they get it up to about the 45-yard line. Approaching midfield, Smith's going to drop back, looks over the middle, and this one is complete to Liam Matthews up to the 35, and he's being gang-tackled there but refuses to go down. Finally, we'll have the whistle, but yeah, another first down for Sydney.
That was a late one, too. I was waiting. His forward motion had stopped, and it was probably a good 2-3 seconds before the referee blew the whistle, but a good enough for another Warrior first down, and they are into Deposit Hancock Eagle territory.
So here is when you see the Sydney offense, when they can get it going with those passes, they just roll. And so now they're into Eagles territory, as Tim said. Ball is at the 35 of 1st and 10. Smith drops back, throws a little lofty pass, tried to go to the far side. Incomplete pass, was looking for Liam Matthews, and it was too far in front of him.
Yeah, it was a little bit like Liam didn't come out of his break like he had been so smoothly all night, you know, on his route, and put him a little bit behind Darren's throw, and Darren was throwing where Liam could catch it, and only Liam could catch it, but Liam couldn't get there.
So 11 minutes to go in this third quarter, 6-6 the score between Sydney and DH. Smith here on 2nd and 10, the pressure is coming, but dumps it off to Lucas Tanner. He's rumbling down the left side, first down and more, ripped out of bounds at about the 18-yard line, and that's the second time they've run that play, both times very successful.
And I'm going to tell you right now, watching that play develop, Deposit Hancock sent everybody. They probably set 7 or 8 guys, and perfect screen call to Lucas Tanner on the left side. Good for another Warrior first down.
Good composure by Smith with that pressure coming to be able to flip it off. 1st and 10, Sydney moving the ball well, knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Good job by Bowie coming through there for DePaza Hancock reached up and knocked it down.
Bowie.
Yeah, Bowie. I thought that pass was going to get completed, and then Bowie just threw his hands up and knocked down Darren's pass. Incomplete.
Second and 10 coming up here for Sydney. They are deep into Eagles territory at about the 20-yard line. Smith's going to try a quarterback keeper. Breaks through the first level. He's at the 10. Smith to the 5. Lost the football, though. It's bouncing into the end zone. Ball is still loose. Lucas Tanner is going to fall on it. And will this be a touchdown for the Warriors? We will see. Yes, it is. Wow, so that's one
way to score. I don't know.
Oh, no, they're calling it a touchback.
Oh, my goodness.
They just called it a touchback. They just said that I don't think they think he recovered the ball in time.
So the ball was bouncing around. It appeared that LT, Lucas Tanner, fell on it. And what was joy for the Sydney Warriors turned into joy for the Eagles on the far side.
Yeah, the referees are talking. They're still talking about it. They have signaled that it was a touchback, which would give the ball back to DePaza Hancock and no score for the Sydney Warriors. But Coach Matthews is looking for an explanation.
The ball was in Darren Smith's hands. He was running through, and he got to about the 5, lost it, coughed it up in the end zone. A couple of guys were going for it. It was a loose rolling ball, which Lucas Tanner fell on, and it appears that the officials have called a touchback here, and it looks like Coach Matthews is going to get an explanation from the white hat who runs over to the side.
Yeah, he's coming over to talk to him and explain to him what they saw up there, and that's exactly what they called, so, and the signal was touchback, so we'll see what happens.
So Coach Matthews getting a quick explanation here, but, 99 times out of 100, once that call is made, you don't ever see things reverse.
Well, especially because there's no replay, so.
Yeah. So we'll see. Jeff, Coach Matthews just raised his hands.
I don't know if that was discussed. We'll find out in a second because the referees have not said anything. The Warriors are celebrating, but.
So we'll see.
Well, the officials going over to DePaza Hancock now.
So now the officials are going over to DH to explain it on their side. And now it appears that it has been called a touchdown for Lucas Tanner.
Okay. That's quite interesting because, like I said, if you make that call, but Lucas Tanner with a fumble recovery in the back of the end zone, good for 6 for the Warriors.
That's one way to do it. So LT, right place at the right time, and that was really just who was going to fall on that ball first.
Well, it looked like somebody had it earlier, and then it squirted out again, and then it was going towards the end line, and then all of a sudden, DePaza Hancock coach is really wanting a detailed explanation because they are walking to the back line right now.
Yep, Coach Warmoth for DH is all over this, and he wants an explanation. And this could be a huge turning point in this game. This could be a game-changing decision. And we'll see what the officials
say. There's multiple lines back there, and I think that's what caused the confusion at first of the officials, and that's why they just erred on the side of caution. And they just explained it to him, and he's headed back to his sideline, so I think we're going to see 6 points for the Warriors and the two-point conversion coming up.
Could be the longest 2 minutes to start a quarter that we've seen. Unitico's going to be done and home in bed before this game.
Yeah, what'd you say? We hadn't even kicked off yet, and they were already through the third quarter.
Yes, yep.
Wow.
So that one is a fast-moving game up there at Unitico, whereas Sydney has a 12-6 lead here with 10:23 to go in the third quarter.
Was that because you had Greg out at halftime?
Yeah, extended halftime. So the two-point conversion try coming here for Sydney. They're going to go with the swinging gate play. A direct snap to Ethan Finch. Walks it up the middle. Lost control of the ball, though. I don't know if it was going to be a touchdown yet, or the two-point conversion is good. They'll say it was good.
All he's got to do is touch. That ball just has to break that plane, and he was definitely across the line. So
he breaks the plane. It's good. Sydney has a 14-6 lead. We'll be right back early in the third quarter here on CDO.
WCDO.
10:23 to go in the third quarter. Sydney with a fresh 14-6 lead over visiting DePaza Hancock after a fumble recovery in the end zone. Lucas Tanner credited with the touchdown, and then Ethan Finch with the two-point conversion for Sydney. And the score now 14-6. Sydney will kick off, and the Eagles will just fall on this one at their own 25 after it touched the hands there of the DePaza Hancock Eagles after it was a long kind of a line drive kick. Cooper Hall got his hands on it, couldn't hold on, and then they fell on it just to be safe.
Yeah, and that kid is getting up really slowly right now. I'm not sure what happened to him.
Austin Lenio.
Austin Lenio is getting attention right now.
And, yeah,
he's up.
Austin Lenio, who just basically went down to recover the ball, and nobody was even really near him there.
Yeah, kick returners hit the ball,
mm-hmm.
and put it in play, and then the ball went to Lenio, and Lenio just laid down on it, and then had trouble getting up. So he's walking off under his own power. Thank you.
And just an update on Reggie Jimenez. We see him kind of lightly jogging up and down the sideline. Looks like he's got some ice on his knee or the upper leg area, so we'll hope that he's okay. As DePaza Hancock is going to have the ball for the first time in the second half with 10:18 to go in this third quarter. It's Sydney 14, DePaza Hancock 6. And we'll see if the Eagles can get a drive going here.
What a strange series of plays that was.
I know.
I didn't know what was going on.
So it's been a wacky start to this third quarter, but it has allowed Sydney to get some points on the board. So here are the Eagles. Here is Darren Shaver under center. And again, they'll hand off to Jackson Miller. He's got some daylight. Breaks forward. Good for a first down out over the 35 as the Eagles are going left to right.
Yeah, and I think he got a first down yardage carry on that one right there. And actually, that's the first time that I've seen that inside play work for him on that call right there.
And we know he only needs a little bit of room as Miller had an 85-yard touchdown run back in the second quarter, which was good for the 6 points that the Eagles have on the board right now. So it can only take sometimes one run with a guy like Jackson Miller. So clock continuing to move here, down under 10 minutes to go. Third quarter, Sydney leads 14-6. Here's Shaver barking out some signals. Waiting for the snap here on first and 10 as they go left to right. Little pitch to the outside. No, Shaver with a quarterback keeper. Sydney defense there to sniff it out. Shaver cuts the corner, but maybe gets one or two. Tanner Gifford was right there, broke through on defense.
Yeah, Tanner Gifford with a nice play right there. Chased him down as much as he could and slowed him down enough until the other Warriors got there. But Shaver got 2 yards on the play, so it'll bring up second down and 8.
You know, now we really see Reggie sprinting up and down the sideline, so that's a good sign for him to get back in there. So, and maybe not full speed, but certainly a lot faster than he was when he was coming off the field just a few minutes ago. So tough guy. You knew he was going to try to get back
in there.
Try to
get back in and play, that's for sure.
Clock continues to run. We're down to 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney 14, DH 6. Here is Shaver, a pitch here on second and 8. Jackson to the outside, and nowhere to go for Jackson Miller. Brought down by Ethan Finch. He just had no room to go to and couldn't turn the corner.
I have to say that was probably one of the nicest defensive plays that I've ever seen, because he actually went right through his blocker. He was being blocked, and I mean, he went right through him and went to Jackson Miller and just took him down. Great play.
Yeah, Miller just had no room to work with there, and when an athletic guy like Finch comes around the corner, there's not much you can do. So 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sydney 14, DePaza Hancock 6, 3rd and 12 coming up here for the Eagles. You know, they converted some big, long third downs early, and they're going to need one here to try to keep this drive going. So Shaver back in the huddle, trying to rally the troops here for DePaza Hancock. Looks over to the sideline here. I don't think he has a play. And the play clock is down at 5.
Yeah, they're going to take a timeout to save the delay of game.
So the Eagles take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney 14, DePaza Hancock 6. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
CDO.
And welcome back, folks. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sydney leading 14-6, a 3rd and 12. Jackson Miller is going to run to the left side here for the Eagles. No, he's blocking, and we'll see who is running the ball here, if it was a quarterback keeper or who exactly had the ball on the far side.
It looked to me like it was just a sweep with the quarterback led by all three backs around the end. He did not get to the first down yardage, so to bring up fourth down and 4 yards to go for the first, the ball is going to be on about the 43.
So will the Eagles roll the dice here on a 4th and 4? As that was a QB keeper for Shaver. Some good blocking out there by Hall and by Miller. Mm-hmm. And again, Shaver looks over to the sideline. He's going to get a play coming in. And it looks like they're going to punt this one away and just try to play it safe.
Yeah, or they might try to draw the Warriors offside. So you got to make sure you're smart on the front line there not to jump.
So here's Tyler Young. He's back to punt. And again, they are waiting a long time, and we're going to have a flag, and let's see who this will be on. Looks like
delay
it's going to be delay a game
yeah.
against the Eagles. I believe that's the third time.
Yeah, I do
tonight.
I believe you're right, Nate. Three delay a game penalties, and they just took a timeout to avoid one.
Yeah. So a good job by the Warriors to not fall into that trap. And so this time, backing them up to about a fourth and nine, the Eagles will punt it away and give it back here to the Sydney Warriors.
Warriors don't think they're punting, though, because they are up nobody back to receive the kick.
So nobody's back. They will get this one off. A high arching punt. Again, we'll take an Eagles bounce and roll all the way back to about the 28. And I don't know if he means to do this or not, but all his punts have kind of had the same little roll tonight.
You said that, and I was thinking the same thing. Every punt he's hit, the first one was not a good punt, and it still went 25 yards after it hit the ground. So,
yeah.
You know, it definitely, he's got the ball landing the right way, let me just say that, for
yeah.
his team.
And so Sydney will get the ball back with 6:55 to go third quarter, and they have a 14-6 lead, and this could be a golden opportunity here for the Warriors to put a drive together and maybe put a little cushion up on the scoreboard. And Smith is going to hand off, and to the far side they go, and we'll see who the ball carrier here is, popping off the bottom of the pile for the Sydney Warriors.
Tanner Gifford on the carry, good for one.
So great to see Gifford back in there, a junior wearing number two, and again, he has a large cast
yeah.
on his right arm.
I don't know how he can hang on to football.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Honestly.
I mean,
so Gifford is good to get back to the line of scrimmage, so a second and 10 with 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Smith drops back. He's got some pressure. Throws it out into the flat for Finch. Quickly roped down by two Eagles. Shaver has been all over him and brings him down.
Yeah, it's kind of odd because that play, he had three defenders on him going with him, so somebody on the other side has got to be wide open. And Darren's only looking to the left-hand side, so, and it's probably because he is under pressure quite a bit tonight.
Sure.
It wasn't the other night.
So you go with where you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And what a comfort zone to have guys like Finch and Matthews out there. Clock continues to move down to 5:50 to go in the third quarter. This time they'll throw out to the right side, into the flat for Finch, pushing the pile forward, but he gets tackled by a swarm of Eagles there, and they bring him down on third down.
Yeah, nice play right there by the defense of the Eagles.
And now it looks like Finch is a little slow to get up here for the Warriors, and you know, he is a player that has had some injury problems over his career, and we will hope that he's okay, but the immediate signal looks like maybe this could be a little bit more serious than we thought. So 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Sydney leads 14-6. We're going to step away for an injury timeout. We'll get you updated when we come back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO. And we're pleased to announce, as we welcome you back, folks, Ethan Finch got up, walked off under his own power, maybe just got stretched around a little bit too much, back twisted on that play, and good to see him pop up under his own power and walk off there, Tim.
Yeah, definitely good to see him walk off under his own power, but we have somebody new punting for the Warriors.
And this is Darren Smith punting, the quarterback doing the duties here for Sydney. It's going to take a great Sydney roll all the way down deep, deep in Deposit Hancock territory, down to about the 12. What man? What can't this man do?
I know, that was pretty impressive. He just shook his head.
Well, he took his shoulders like, oops.
I think he went to the. I'm not really sure what happened there. That was really weird because he took like three steps. You know, and it looked like he was going to do the run and kick like Ethan has done tonight. But he got a little close to the line, and then he kicks it and he gets this great kick, great flip of the field right here.
So this is a big play there and a big punt for the Sydney Warriors. So just another update, Unitigo and Oneonta tied 7-7 at the end of regulation. Unitigo missed a field goal with no time left.
So they're
going to overtime.
Oh, overtime in Unitigo.
The Spartans and the Jackets. That sounds like a great game up there between OHS and Unitigo. And now DH with the ball. They're going to hand it off left side and punching it to the outside up to the 15 for Deposit Hancock. Jackson Miller coming off the bottom of the pile there.
Yeah, nice little run right there by Jackson Miller. He made it work a couple times on the inside. Sydney's been pretty good all night long at shutting that down. And we'll see what happened. Ethan back on the field. I do believe he went back out.
That's great to see. So, yes, he's back out there. So, good to see Ethan Finch bouncing right back out.
What about Reggie? Do you see Reggie out there?
Let's see.
Yep.
Yeah,
Reggie's
out there as well. So, two injured Sydney players came off, got a little breather, and they're back in the game. Great to see. So, we hit 4:40 to go third quarter. Sydney 14 and Deposit Hancock 6. Second and 7 for the Eagles. Dropping back, Shaver throws out right side here for Austin Lenio. Catches it at the 20. Lenio's got some speed to the 30, out to the 40. He's approaching midfield. Lenio trying to cut it back all the way down to the 40. He's into Sydney territory. About a 50-yard pickup there for the Eagles.
Yeah, just a little quick out pass to Lenio on the right side. Lead blocker got him free, and then it was Lenio's speed all the way down the field, and if it hadn't been for Liam Matthews coming all the way from the other side, that would have been 6 for Deposit Hancock.
Great play there by the Eagles, and big play potential with some of those guys. Miller, Lenio, Hall, you name it. So Sydney's going to have to clamp down on defense as DH late in this third quarter trying to make a run. Trailing 14-6.
And we just had an official's timeout for equipment. Brandon Evans having a little problem with his helmet.
And so that appears to be fixed now. And so here are the Eagles going left to right, first and 10. They're into Sydney territory. Ball is at about the 41-yard line. Lenio is in motion out to the right wing side. They're going to hand it off up the middle again to Hall, and he gets some good running room. And that time that little trickery play worked. And down to about the 25 for Cooper Hall.
That was definitely his best run of the night right there. Fullback getting the ball on the dive right off the guard in center hole and just took it right up the middle. Big, big carry. First down yardage for the Eagles.
Sydney seemed to be so concerned with Lenio, who had just ripped off that nice run a play ago, that they forgot about Hall, and he had a big wide open hole to run through. So 3:55 to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Sydney leading 14-6, but the Eagles are driving. Again, they'll hand off to Hall. Again, up the middle. He's galloping down to the 10, close to the 5, and back-to-back great runs for the Eagles.
Well, they've absolutely found something that Sydney's done that's opened that up, because I'll tell you what, that's three plays right up the gut, and they've been all good yardage carries.
So the Eagles with three plays in a row, the pass to Lenio, and then back-to-back runs by Hall. And they are chewing up some yardage here, and Sydney's going to have to find a way to clamp down with 3.5 to go in the third.
The ball's just inside the Warrior 10.
So here is Shaver taking his time. Play clock's at 15 as he sets the line of scrimmage. A little quarterback keeper. He's going to try to push the pile forward, and he might get in here. We'll see what the official signal is. DH is throwing their hands up that they scored. Nothing from the Zebra crew yet. Let's see. Either way, it's going to be very, very close.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the same play again, because that was probably the longest quarterback sneak I've ever seen.
From about the 5, he pushed the pile all the way down, and they are going to mark this one right on the goal line.
Yep.
And, Tim, I agree. You might see the exact same play. Clock runs down to 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Again, nothing coming easy between these two teams. The Eagles trying to punch it in and maybe get back into this ball game here, trailing 14-6 in the late part of this third quarter. Shaver lost it for a second, scooped it up, runs in, and let's see. Yes, touchdown here for Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, he did. He dropped the ball, but he was able to pick it up and fall forward and get the touchdown for Deposit Hancock.
So a QB keeper sneak right up the middle, and that's going to cut it to 14-12 with 2:34 to go in this third quarter. Sydney still on top, and this is where the two-point conversion going to be so big here for the Eagles. Can they convert and tie this game up? We're going to see. They quickly break the huddle.
Somebody else in right over the nose, or right on the nose guard for the Warriors. They just substituted somebody in to see if they could stop him.
Shaver's going to drop back. He's got a rush coming after him. Shaver back to the 30-yard line, tosses one up. He's got a man through his hands and incomplete.
Wow, he ran a long ways to get away from the Sydney defender. And then the young man was open in the backside of the end zone, but he just dropped the ball.
Bowie was right there. It hit him right in the chest, and as he was falling down, he lost control. Yeah. So it stays 14-12, and that could remember that play, because that could be huge.
Yeah, that could be absolutely huge. I mean, the thing is you got to remember, folks, is they have to complete the play. If he catches the ball, he's got to take it and finish it out, and he didn't. He dropped it before he got to the ground.
14-12, Sydney on top of Deposit Hancock with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on...
And welcome back, folks. Again, the out-of-town score, Unitico and Oneonta tied 7-7. They are in overtime. So a great game there and a great game here, Tim, is at Sydney 14, Deposit Hancock 12.
Yep, really good game, and we're going to see what happens right here on the kickoff, and going to go deep.
And so they'll go deep. Sydney will field the ball here to the 30, 35, 40. Still on his feet here for Brandon Evans. He's over midfield into DH territory and down to the 42. Huge run back for Sydney.
Yeah, Brandon Evans is a real nice run back right there. Actually had to come up on the kick, made a nice catch on the bounce, and then just hit full speed right up the hole, right up to the middle of the field, and gets into Eagle territory. Warriors take over first and 10.
And so this is a great field opportunity here for the Sydney Warriors. Reggie Jimenez is in the backfield again after being injured. We'll see if they go back to him. Yes, they will. He's going to run it up the middle, ripped around, good for about 2 or 3 yards, spins his way down across the 40 to the 39.
Nice to see Reggie. Like we said, Nate, he's definitely a tough kid, and he's not going to give up. If he can get back out there, he's going to do what he can to help his team.
So Reggie back in the game, late part of this third quarter as we hit 2 minutes to go. Sydney with a 14-12 lead. The difference right now is that two-point conversion on the last Sydney score, but the Warriors seem to be driving again. They'll throw to the left side for Liam Matthews. He catches it at the 30, down to the 25, and DH trying to rip the ball out of there, but Matthews won't go down, and we'll have a whistle.
Nice job by Liam securing that ball and not letting him rip it out, because as soon as he was stopped, his forward progress, the next two guys were in there just ripping at the ball, trying to get it break loose.
And so with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter, ball down to about the 26-yard line. This will be a first and 10 here for the Sydney Warriors. In the shotgun here is Darren Smith. Smith's going to hand off again to Reggie Jimenez to the right side, and he'll pick up about 3 to 4 yards. Works his way down towards the 20 on that right side.
Yeah, nice little runoff tackle on the right side by Reggie Jimenez, and good gain on first down, second down, and about 4.
So this will be a second and short here for the Warriors with a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. Well, it should be an exciting fourth quarter coming up here, Tim, no matter what happens here. But the Warriors trying to squeeze every bit of time that they can out of this third quarter. Direct snap to Lucas Tanner. Bulls his way forward through the line. Going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, it's going to be really close. He's asking the official to put up the first down signal, and we have an injured player from Deposit Hancock on the ground.
So an injured player down. We're going to step away for a quick injury timeout with a minute to go here in this third quarter. It's Sydney 14, Deposit Hancock 12. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Football on CDO.
CDO.
And welcome back, folks. As we get set here for this third down, it appears the chains are going to move. Another penalty here against Deposit Hancock, Tim.
Yeah, it looks like Darren drew him off sides with a hard count. He did that the other night a couple of times, gave the Warriors a couple first downs. So first and 10 just inside the 15.
So I'm told that Oneonta and Unitego have scored on their possessions.
Okay.
It's turned into the Unitego-UV game we did a few years ago. Reggie Jimenez on a first and 10 with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter runs to the outside, and he's brought down after a gain of about 2 or 3.
Yeah, he got hit. I don't know if you saw that, Nate. He got hit, and he went to the ground, and he landed, like, right on this face mask, but he bounced up. He looked like a rubber ball. He was, like, all tucked up, and then, bang, he's back up on his feet.
And so here we go for Sydney, a second and 7 with 20 seconds to go. The clock is moving here in the third quarter. Darren Smith drops back. The snap was high. Passes to the outside, reaching for the end zone. Touchdown, Liam Matthews with 14 seconds to go.
Real nice little play right there. Liam is so tough. He runs really good routes, and in he just put the he made the spot for Darren to put the ball. Darren put it on there, and then he made the turn in to go to the end zone, and then he stretched the ball over the zone. So touchdown for Liam Matthews.
This is the biggest thing with a team that has to play Sydney. Can you keep them off the board? Otherwise, you're going to have to try to outscore them.
Yeah.
And very, very difficult to do at the Class D level, I think.
Big two-point conversion right here, because it would make it a two, two-possession game.
Two-point conversion try. Finch throws across the middle and is good. Finds Brandon Evans. He hauls this one in, and this is going to give Sydney a 22-12 lead with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're going to step away. We'll come back with the conclusion of the third quarter on CDO. And welcome back after the Sydney touchdown, second of the night for Liam Matthews. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney will kick off. And Ethan Finch will send this one deep, and it will be fielded here by Jackson Miller to zone 20, going left to right. Miller to the right side, up to the 30. No, it didn't even quite get there, about the 27, brought down by Brandon Evans. That's going to do it for the third quarter with the score Sydney 22, Deposit Hancock 12. And if you want to stay tuned, folks, because we're going to try to keep you updated on the Unitigo and Oneonta game, which right now is in the second overtime. So a great game up at Tigo tonight between the Jackets and the Spartans. So we'll keep you updated on that. And the fourth quarter coming up with the score Sydney 22, Deposit Hancock 12 here on CDO. And welcome back, folks. As we said, Unitigo and Oneonta still tied in the second overtime as we start the fourth quarter here at Alumni Field, Sydney High School. Sydney 22, Deposit Hancock 12. We do have one final to report. Norwich on the road over Waverly. They win 27-6. So wow. Nice win by the Purple Tornadoes. And so they move to 2-0. Good job there. Last check I had, Delhi was trailing Tioga 33-0. So a tough road trip so far tonight for the Bulldogs as we start the fourth quarter here with the ball in the hands of the Deposit Hancock Eagles and another player down on the field. And this looks like a Sydney Warrior down, Tim.
Yeah.
Ed Rayner.
Ed Rayner, yep.
So the injury bug has been tough on both teams here tonight. And so we'll hope that Ed Rayner is okay, as that was a little run on first down for Deposit Hancock, picking up about 3 yards. We're going to step away for an injury timeout here again. Our score, 22-12. Sydney on top of Deposit Hancock. We'll be right back on WCDO. So Ed Rayner up under his own power, able to walk off the field. We'll hope he's okay. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Early fourth quarter, Sydney leading DH 22-12. Ed's a big part of that line. We'll hope he's all right here.
Yeah,
for
absolutely
Sydney.
A huge part of that line.
And so it's been injury bug for both sides here tonight. So DH quickly breaks the huddle here after taking some time, and I think it's going to be another delay of game unless they were able to call a timeout. Yes, they will call a timeout. So one of the longest high school football games I've ever seen continues, folks. We'll take a quick break. 11:30 to go, fourth quarter, with the score Sydney 22, DH 12 on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otay.
And welcome back once again. We are just about 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. And the score, Sydney 22, Deposit Hancock 12. And Tim, give me that stat you just rattled off during the break.
Well, they've used two timeouts just to save having five delay of game penalties. They have three, but they would have had two more if they hadn't used those timeouts.
Pretty unbelievable, as they'll hand off on second down. And Austin Lenio up the middle hurdles a tackler, but only picks up about 2 yards. And this is going to be about a third and four here.
And especially since they're on the right hash, they're right next to their sideline. I don't know what's taking so long for them to get the plays
in. Yeah.
And the way they broke the huddle, you would have thought.
Sure.
They're going to run something quick, and then all of a sudden they're having to call timeout.
Well, look at this here. I mean, the play just came in with 8 seconds to go, and now it's down to three. And they're not going to get this one off either, unless that clock wasn't right over on the far side.
I think the referee's got it down on them.
Well, I was going to say, that was another very close one. Shaver's going to hold on to it here on third down. He's going to pick up the first down and more up to midfield, crossing the 45 and sliding his way out to about the 48. Another good QB keeper here for Darren Shaver, trying to keep the Eagles in this game.
Yeah, he's doing all he can to keep the game close. You know, I mean, again, like I said, with that successful two-point conversion by the Warriors, that put them up 10, two possessions for Deposit Hancock Eagles, that they have to have the ball and score. But you know what? Darren's doing his job out there trying to help out.
So Unity goes ahead, and Oneonta's on a 4th-and-9. So that game is coming down to the final play there. So we'll keep an eye on that. Fourth quarter here, 10.5 to go. Sydney leading 22-12. But Darren Shaver, the senior quarterback, for DH, trying to keep them in it as they're at midfield. This one is knocked down, intercepted here by Lucas Tanner. He's not going to get far, but a big, huge play there by LT. He's fired up coming out of the pile.
Yeah, I'd like to know who the person is that tipped the pass at the line, because that's why Lucas got it. He was nowhere near the play.
Yeah.
You know, it got tipped up in the air by the defense, or the defensive end or the linebacker on the outside there, and the ball just popped right into Lucas's hands. Lucas comes out without his helmet, but he had the football.
Somebody got a big paw up there and knocked it down, and it went about sky high, I should say, and Lucas Tanner was right there and made a nice play. And now Sydney is going to get the ball in great field position at the DH 44, and this could really change the momentum here for the Warriors.
Yeah, the Warriors can put some points on right here. This definitely would change the complexity of the game.
So Unitego is going to hang on in overtime, holding off Oneonta. So a great job there by the Spartans to pick up their first win. And now a crossing pattern. They find Liam Matthews on first down. He's at the 20 to the 15 before he's shoved out of bounds. So about a 30-yard pickup here for the Warriors. Came across from left to right in a great play.
Yeah, nice little drag right across the bat, right deep behind the backers, just short of the defensive backs. Came all the way from the left side of the field, wide open. Hard to stay with that young man for that far of a distance, you know, so that's why he was so wide open. Just used his legs and got open, and Darren hit him right in the numbers, and big first down for the Warriors.
Going into the game today, down on the field pregame, they did say they were going to concentrate a lot on trying to run some slants and going across the middle. They thought there was something there that they saw on film that they could try to exploit. Big pickup there on a play just like that. They're going to hand off to Jimenez here on first down. He's going to run his way up the middle, spins free to the left side. He might run for a touchdown. Yes, Reggie Jimenez is in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown.
Yeah, what a comeback. The kid was out of the game. You know, he had an injury that we thought was going to be pretty severe, and people were calling for the ambulance and stuff and ended up not needing it. But, you know, he was out of the game. He was over here. He was stretching. He was doing everything he had to do to get back in the game, and he gets back in the game, and he scores from 15 yards out.
Huge play there for Reggie Jimenez, a guy who focuses on defense. You never see him on offense, and here he is tonight, stepping into that running back role and getting a touchdown. And Sydney now leads 28-12 with 10 minutes to go, and they'll try for the two-point conversion. So huge play there by Sydney, and it all started with the turnover and the interception by Lucas Tanner.
Yeah, I'd really like to know which Warrior batted that ball down, but there were so many over there you couldn't really tell.
So here's the two-point conversion on the swinging gate. Going to be a direct snap, and they tried to go to Jimenez, and that one did not go through as he fumbled the snap there and couldn't hold on. So the two-point conversion is no good, but Sydney leads 28-12 with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO. And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe, Tim Cutting with you here as Sydney gets about a 20-yard TD run for Reggie Jimenez. Two-point conversion no good, so Sydney leads 28-12. And again, just up the road, in case you're joining us, maybe you're jumping in the car from the Unitego game. Unitego defeats Oneonta 21-14 in two overtimes. I'm told Cooper Thayer had a really nice extra overtime period there for the Unitego Spartans. So I guess
Spartans 1-1.
Yeah, Spartans are 1-1. I'm sure we'll get a lot of those listeners jumping in the car as we have 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here in Sydney with the Warriors leading deposit Hancock 28-12. DH is going to get the ball again in a short return up to the 25 here, and Lucas Tanner, fired up again, is in on the tackle for Sydney.
Yeah, he is pretty pumped right now. I tell you, that kid is just one ball of energy, let me tell you.
So the most recent Sydney touchdown, Reggie Jimenez run, but the last two touchdowns, one from Liam Matthews and one from Reggie Jimenez, has really opened up what's been a very tight game throughout.
Yeah, it definitely has been close, but like you said, Nate, these last two scores have really separated the spread and the game. So it'll be tough for DePauze Hancock, but I imagine they will not give up. They're a tough team.
And they've moved the ball pretty well, and I would have really liked to have seen that drive continue. And if that interception didn't happen on the last drive, because they were moving the ball well, and that really could have maybe tied things up. Hand off to Austin Lenio, nowhere to go. The Sydney defense collapsing down on him. Lenio nowhere to go, loses his helmet, and a second down coming up here as the clock goes under 10 minutes.
We'll have to come out after that play, and actually they've tried to run that counter play a number of times tonight, and it just has not gone anywhere.
So Cameron Chabot in on the tackle there. And
remember that name, folks. Remember that name.
Yeah. You know, we've heard Coach Matthews and his staff talk about Cameron and some of the abilities that he has. Excited for him and his future.
15 years old.
Yeah. Excited for his future. So, and this line, too, is very young. You know, Ed Rayner's really the only holdover, I believe, from last year. So there's a lot of promising athletes there. So Sydney's going to hand off, and they'll go to Cooper Hall. Excuse me, DH will hand off, and Cooper Hall, good for a first down, out to about the 39-yard line here, and the Eagles are on the march once again.
Yeah, that was an interesting little run, and actually I think Hall put his knee down about 2 yards short, but nobody saw it, and then he kind of ran on his knee to get the first down and then fell forward for it. So first down for the Eagles.
Big drive here for Deposit Hancock. They need to get some points on the board to try to cut this back to a one-possession game. And they are going right to left. They're in the white uniforms, the white helmet, the royal blue pants. Sydney is in the gray uniforms tonight, debuting those, the maroon helmet and the white and the maroon trim. Eagles with the ball trailing in this fourth quarter with 8:40 to go, 28-12. And this will be Shaver handing off again up the middle to Lenio, pushing the pile forward. And he'll make his way out to about the 44-yard line. And, you know, Jackson Miller had that 85-yard touchdown run for DH. He had another nice run in the third quarter, but they've kind of gone away from him over the last little bit here, Tim.
Yeah, they haven't used him, and I'm getting ready to, you know, say, you know, it's probably going to happen here at some point. They're just really starting to try to run that inside handoff to the front back, and it's been working pretty good for him, and now all of a sudden, you know, boom, here comes Mr. Miller.
So we'll see if that's the case. They're going to fake the pitch to him and go back to throw. They have a receiver open, but it's knocked down by Liam Matthews. Matthews came over, got his hands on it, and the pass was intended for Tyler Young. Couldn't get there.
Yeah, real nice play by Liam Matthews right there. He actually timed his jump perfectly, went up and just knocked the ball away from the receiver. Incomplete pass.
Great play there by Matthews and the Sydney defense, and a big third and five coming up here for Deposit Hancock, as they trail Sydney 28-12 with 7:52 to go in this fourth quarter. It's been a very, very tight game. It was tied 6-6 at the half. And Sydney just starting to open things up a little bit here in the fourth quarter with back-to-back scores by Matthews and Reggie Jimenez. Here is Shaver. He's going to drop back to pass again. Shaver throws to the right side and just overthrows the outstretched hands there of Austin Lenio.
He had Lenio wide open. He just threw it just about 2 yards too far.
So a fourth and five coming up for the Eagles. And Tim, with 7:45 to go here, what do you think? Do they roll the dice?
I think they have to at this point. You know, they don't have any more, or they have one more timeout left. I think they have to push the envelope here.
So the ball is on the Deposit Hancock 44, just about, 43 or 44-yard line. And this is a big play here, although they do have their punter in.
Yeah. Sydney does not believe they're punting, though, because they do not have anybody back to receive.
So here's Tyler Young back to punt. We'll see if maybe they try to draw them off, run some sort of a trick play. We'll see. No movement on that line. And, yes, Young is going to punt this one away. Sydney has nobody back, and we'll see it this time takes a Sydney bounce and comes up to about the 38-yard line. So the Eagles have elected to give the ball back to Sydney here. And they're going to rely on their defense to try to get a stop.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, their defense has done a good job all night just for the, you know, you got to remember, Sydney got the ball back when they were driving on that batted down interception. And, you know, then they had their nice play by Reggie to put the points on the board. But, you know, they've been right with them all night long. So we'll see what they can do. See if the Warriors can run some clock off. You know, like we said before, they only have one timeout left due to trying to stop having delay of games.
Fourth quarter action here in Sydney with the Warriors leading Deposit Hancock 28-12. They'll pass to Brandon Evans, and he's in to Eagles territory with a nice reception and out of bounds at about the 48-yard line.
Nice little look right there by the Warriors. Smith actually did a sprint out to the left side and actually just threw a dart to Brandon Evans, who either you catch it or you get knocked over by it. So nice catch by Brandon. First down the Warriors.
And so Sydney looking like they want to continue to move this ball. And we'll see if they decide to keep throwing it through the air. And, yes, they will. as Smith's going to throw to the left side and tries to go up for Liam Matthews. Almost an acrobatic catch on the far side there. Good coverage by DH. And you said, you know, maybe Sydney's going to run the ball, kill some clock.
Yeah.
No, it appears they just want to go for it.
Yeah, they want to put that third score on the board and pretty much ice the game.
So, again, if you're just joining us, score here is Sydney 28, DeBazza Hancock 12 with 7:24 to go fourth quarter. And I know a lot of people were wondering about the Unitigo score. Unitigo wins 21-14 in two overtime periods up there. So that was a great game. It was hard to choose this week between this game and that game against Oneonta and Unitigo. So both really good games here tonight. They'll dump one off to Lucas Tanner here, and he's going to pick up a first down, and more. He's into DH territory and down to the 30. And LT has had a nice job, has done a nice job on offense tonight, including that touchdown that he recovered off a fumble.
Yeah, I think Lucas, he's been saying to coach all week, you know, hey, throw that screen play over there. I'm open all the time, coach. Give me the ball. He's done a good job when he's got it.
So a game that has been close throughout, 6-6 at the half. Sydney has just started to pull away a little bit here in this fourth quarter, and they maybe are looking to add an insurance score perhaps as they're marching once again. They're down to about the 25-yard line here. They'll hand off to Tanner Gifford, and the man with the cast on his arm is up the middle and in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. Tanner Gifford breaks free for a 25-yard scamper.
Nice little run right there, and I do see why how he was able to do that. He only has his one arm, his good arm, on the ball. He's going through that hole where most people have both hands on the ball. He can't because of that cast, and he did a nice job right there. 6 points for the Warriors.
So that might be the icing on the cake here for the Warriors with 7 minutes left as they will go for the two-point conversion. And again, very hard to stop this Sydney offense when they get on a roll.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, there's so many weapons that you just don't know which one's the key on.
And so the swinging gate, two-point conversion play. It's been hit and miss tonight. So here we go. Tanner Gifford is still in the game after scoring that touchdown. They're going to go to Finch. Finch is going to throw over the middle and incomplete as he was looking for Liam Matthews. So the two-point conversion, no good. We'll take a quick break with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 34, DeBazza Hancock 12. We'll be right back on CDO. Welcome back. And again, Sydney leads DeBazza Hancock 34-12 with 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. And the Warriors will be kicking off to the Eagles. Once again, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. As, again, the Eagles will have another possession to try to get back in this ballgame. Again, it was 6-6 at the half, was a tight one, and just the Sydney offense kind of wearing down DH as the game went on.
Yeah, they definitely have. I mean, they use a good mix of the throw and also the run, and have been able to put some points on the board in the second half.
So here is the kickoff, and fielded by Caleb Decker. He's going to go to the right side. Decker up the far right side to the 35. And stopped there, and that's interesting. Caleb Decker is one of the guys that Coach Matthews said in our pregame chat with him down on the field. He said, we have to know where Caleb Decker is. We haven't said his name that much tonight. Sydney's done a good job of keeping him out of the offensive attack.
Yeah, they have. I'm not sure what they've done to do that, but they actually haven't really called his name too much tonight, but that was a real nice return by that young man.
So the Sydney Warriors with a 34-12 lead with 6:50 to go in this fourth quarter. It's been an exciting night here for Sydney fans. New gray uniforms out on the field, and Sydney trying to push their way to 2-0. There's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement around this team, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely are creating a lot of excitement in town, that's for sure.
So here is Darren Shaver, the senior quarterback for DH. He's done a great job tonight under center. He's going to hand off up the middle, but really nowhere to go for Jackson Miller. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage or a loss of one. And Miller has shown some signs of brilliance tonight with that 85-yard touchdown run back in the second quarter, which gave DH a lead. And when he's gotten some space, he's had some nice runs. But Sydney's done a good job of bottling him up for a lot of the night.
Yeah, especially on that little off-guard tackle run that they've been trying to do with him. I don't know if he hits the hole fast, but I don't know if he's got the strength to run through the initial arm tackles and stuff. So I think he just needs to get him outside a little bit more and let him just run.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, Sydney 34, Deposit Hancock 12. This will be a 2nd and 10. They're going to go to the air. Austin Lenio with a reception. He's going to be very close to a first down as he gets up to the 45, as DH is still in their own territory going right to left.
It's going to be real close to the first down. I think they got it, actually, by looking at the referee. Yep, they're moving the chain, so
yeah.
First down.
Nice job there.
And got out of bounds.
Nice job by the Eagles to stop the clock,
yep.
Move the chains. This is a team that will play and not give up. And, you know, the division that Deposit Hancock is in is wide open. I think they've shown here tonight they're going to be a tough team for anybody on their schedule mm-hmm. going forward. Did have one out-of-town score to report besides the Unitego game that went final, actually two, is a 33-0 loss for Delhi on the road at Tioga tonight. So there's a final score. As here for the Eagles, they'll do a pitch play to Lenio with a flag coming out on 1st and 10. Really had nowhere to go to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no, that was really defended well by the Warriors. They just outmanned him on the edge, and good play stop, but I'm not sure what the flag was. It was thrown by the referee late.
We do have another score to report. Norwich defeats Waverly 27-6. So really the only scores that we haven't heard from in a while is Newfield and Oxford, and we haven't heard anything on that Green and Groton game. But we'll do our best to get those for you as well. So the flag on the play, as Lenio tried to run to that far side, still being debated here by the officials. So a cool and crisp night, two games in a row here for the Sydney Warriors at home. They'll be on the road at Green next week. And that's always a fun rivalry,
yeah.
Especially after last year with everything that those two teams went
had
through
on
together.
And how they, yeah, absolutely.
You know, for Sydney to take Green out last year when it looked like Green was maybe the team to beat, you know, it's got to be just a lot of Green Trojans that are ready to get back on the field against Sydney.
Yeah. We offsetting penalties on that play. There was a chop block by the Eagles and then also a face mask by the Warriors, so... No play. Replay the dumb.
So this will remain first down. Deposit Hancock with the ball going right to left. They have it in their own territory on the 45, approaching midfield. And so the offsetting penalties with 5:40 to go keeps it a 1st and 10. Shaver's going to drop back. He's got some room to operate with. Tries to get around the corner and does. He's at the 45 to the 50 into Sydney territory. 45-40 before he's knocked out of bounds at the 38. Great little run up the sideline there, tiptoeing along, got past several defenders. Good job by Darren Shaver.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Just little naked bootleg. He had nobody out there helping him, and then just used his athletic ability to make the first guy miss, and then he was up running free up the sideline.
He's done that several times tonight. Really took a play that looked like they were going to lose major yards and turned it into a positive. And so the clock continues to run down to 5.5 to go. Sydney on top of visiting Deposit Hancock, 34-12. Score kind of makes it seem more of a lopsided game than it has been. It's been very close throughout. But Sydney with three straight touchdowns by Liam Matthews, Reggie Jimenez, and then Tanner Gifford have really started to open this game up. And so on a 1st and 10, a running play for the Eagles to the right side. It picks up about 5 yards.
Number 33 carried on the play, and I think he got about 7 or 8 yards on that play. Seven.
Lenio keeps the motor going, and as Tim said, picks up about 7 yards, so a 2nd and 4, but clock really starting to become an enemy here for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. Stay tuned, our postgame show coming up as well with awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of great athletes to choose from for our awards tonight. Is on 2nd and 4. Shaver drops back, throws out for Jackson Miller, far side to the 20. Miller out of bounds at the 15. Got the first down and stopped the clock.
Nice little swing pass out to the right side, and Shaver hit him right on the numbers, and you don't need to give him a lot of space, and he'll get the first down for you. So nice job by the running back as well.
So Jackson Miller, again, had that big touchdown back in the second quarter. And has had a nice night on the ground, maybe up for one of our awards. Our awards tonight brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, and the Catalog Outlet as well. 4.5 to go, a 1st and 10 now for the Eagles as they move the chains. They're deep in Sydney territory, down to about the 25. Shaver is going to try to hand off up the middle, and again, goes to Cooper Hall, but maybe a gain of one on the play. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, I know. That Warriors snipped that out pretty good and stopped him after a short game.
So the clock continues to tick as we get down towards 4 minutes to go here. Sydney with a 34-12 lead. And we'll keep an eye on that out-of-town scoreboard as much as we can for you as well. Great night. Most of our local teams were playing tonight. Only two games tomorrow for local teams. Unadilla Valley is at Thomas Edison, and Harpersville Afton is at Walton. So those are your choices tomorrow for 1:30 kickoffs for our local teams. So Shaver's going to drop back. Pass was deflected. Ball is still live here. It looks like Sydney is going to scoop it up before they call that an incomplete pass, I believe, as breaking through the line for Sydney and getting his hand on that. It was the guy we talked about a little bit ago, Cameron Chabot.
Nice little play right there. Got his hand, tipped the pass, or tipped the throw. And he actually made it questionable. Was it a lateral or was it a forward pass?
Sure,
and,
sure.
They're trying to they're discussing that right now.
Boy, really tough to tell the angle we were at to see. And so we'll see what they call this on here. This would negate a nice drive here for the Eagles.
Yeah.
But, again, penalties have really hurt both sides, but definitely DePaza Hancock. And we said earlier in the game that it was only going to be a matter of time before it really started to add up against them.
And the referee is walking over to talk to the coach on the DePaza Hancock side, and
he
does not look happy.
He doesn't look happy.
Look happy.
So if this is a turnover, it would go back to the Warriors, and they'd pick it up at about their own 30-yard line with 3:40 to go. So still waiting for the official word here, as the officials are going to come over and talk to head coach Jeff Matthews as well. So the Warriors trying to move to 2-0, and they'll be on the road at Green next weekend.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on here, Nate, because that referee's getting a workout today. He's gone to the sideline a couple times. He'd come over here to talk to Coach Matthews a couple times. And then he runs back, gets behind the play, and get ready for play right here.
Another glance at the out-of-town scoreboard. It looks like Newfield has defeated Oxford 20-6, so that would move the Blackhawks to 0-2. As Shaver here is going to toss one up towards the back of the end zone and incomplete on 3rd and 8, as DePaza Hancock did not turn the ball over there. And tried to go for the end zone, and this one was broken up. Ethan Finch was there.
Ethan Finch went up and went up as high as he could and batted the ball down incomplete. So it'll bring up 4th down and a long 8.
So 4th down coming up, and this time the Eagles will go for it here deep in Sydney territory. Again, the ball at the 23-yard line. And with only 3.5 minutes to go in the 4th quarter, good opportunity here for the Eagles to go for it. Shaver is under center. Fakes the handoff to Jackson Miller, drops back. Shaver runs, and he's going to pick up the 1st down, it looks like, and more, 15-10. Shaver around the corner and into the end zone for a DH Eagles touchdown with 3:23 to go.
Yeah, real nice play right there, and surprised we didn't see a lot more of that tonight, because I'll tell you right now, that has been very, very difficult to defend all night long. He gets out in the open. He's so shifty, and he's very, very quick and fast. So tough one to bring down.
In fact, that's his 2nd touchdown of the night. Could have been 3. He had that first one early in the 1st quarter called back on a penalty, which he pretty much did the same thing, got into the outside and ran it in from about 20 yards out. So Darren Shaver with 2 touchdowns tonight. Jackson Miller with 1 so far for DH, and they will go for 2 here as they trail 34-18. So the Eagles under center. Shaver's going to drop back, throws to the right side, and 2-point conversion is no good. Pass is incomplete. So we'll take a break after DePaza Hancock gets on the board. Once again, it's Sydney 34, DH 18. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO. Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you once again. With 3:23 to go in this 4th quarter, fresh off a DePaza Hancock touchdown, Sydney's lead is now 34-18. And the Eagles are going to kick off. Will they go for the onside kick? They'll just kind of boot it down the field. Picked up here and taking a knee in the back there will be, boy, that looks like Darren Smith.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah,
who fielded that? So look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Green defeats Groton 14-0.
Okay.
So a nice win by Green. They're on the road to move to 1-1. So just a good, you know, road win, as Groton's always a tough team to play against.
I see. Yep, that's a good division, and they're always tough and when it comes time for regionals and states.
Very physical game from what we're told as well. And so Green gets the win there. Sydney marching on their way to a win here as they will hand off to Tanner Gifford here on 1st and 10. Bounces to the outside, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll keep that clock moving.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see. The Sydney Warriors are going to keep the ball on the ground as much as they can, but you also got to remember you got to get first downs. So we'll see what happens on this next play, because he did lose a couple yards on the play.
And so this will technically bring up a 2nd and 13 here for the Sydney Warriors, and they're just trying to burn a little clock here, as this is, we've been talking about in the booth, this has been a marathon game for these two teams. And it's been a long night. I mean, when you consider that Unitigo and Oneana played a couple overtimes, and they've already still been done for 20 minutes, as Sydney will hand it off up the middle again to Tanner Gifford with 2:25 to go. This will keep the clock moving.
Yeah, that's what they're just trying to do, is keep that clock moving and get out of here with a victory and move to 2-0 and get ready for the Green team.
3rd and 12.
That'll be a big game next week on the road at Green. Going to be fun. I think we'll be over there. And then on Saturday we'll do BG at Delhi. I think that'll be a good matchup
Delhi
as well.
Delhi on the hill.
Delhi on the hill. So get a chance to see the Bobcats as well. 1:55 to go here, 4th quarter. 3rd and 12 coming for Sydney as they lead 34-18. Smith waits, and he's in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass, throws up over the middle for the long ball, and this one is short. Liam Matthews maybe wanted some pass interference there. He's not going to get that call, and this will bring up a 4th down with 1:40 to go.
Yeah, big play right there. I mean, you only needed 12 yards, and you go for the home run ball, and I don't know as though there were too many other receivers out in the pattern at that point, but just a little too far down the field for Liam.
And so this will bring up a 4th and 12 for the Sydney Warriors as they go left to right. They're in the gray uniforms tonight with the maroon helmets, the maroon trim, the white trim. The Pazza Hancocks and the white unis with the white helmets and the royal blue pants. So a 4th down with Sydney standing on their own 22-yard line. And they will punt it away here once again. Now let's keep a close eye on who this punter is.
That's Ethan.
That is Ethan Finch. Finch will punter down the field and is picked up here by the Eagles, and this is Bowie to the outside, 50-45, cuts it back to the 40 before being brought down here by the Sydney Warriors. Strong tackle.
He is going to wish he didn't cut it back.
Lucas Tanner met him right there.
Real
on the
nice
sideline.
Tackle by Lucas Tanner.
And so this will be Deposit Hancock with the ball with 1:23 to go, and Sydney on top of the Eagles, 34-18, and this should pretty much wrap up this contest here tonight on this last possession for Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, you'll see what they can do. I mean, if they could score quick and get the onside kick, because you know that's what they'd be doing, but, you know, it could be done, but hopefully the Warriors have the defense all set and ready to stop those plays.
So a tight game here throughout that Sydney opened up here late in the 4th quarter, was tied at halftime 6-6, but the offense exploded in the second half here for the Sydney Warriors. And so here is Darren Shaver. He's going to drop back at the 45, pull it down. Shaver to the 40, trying to get around to the edge on the left side, 35, and out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. So as you said, Tim, still very effective on this QB keeper for Darren Shaver of DH.
Yeah, he does a nice job. I mean, he really is a very good athlete, and you can just see he sets up the tackler. He looks like he's going to come inside, and as soon as the tackler moves to make the tackle, he steps outside and is by him real quick.
So the clock continues to run, although we thought he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, I did too.
And so the officials keep that clock moving as it comes down to 1 minute to go here in this fourth quarter. And here is Darren Shaver again under center. He's going to have to move quickly here for the Eagles. Drops back all the way to the 45-yard line and now tosses one up into the night sky. Had nobody open. The
referee was open over there.
Yeah, floats that one out of bounds to stop the clock with 52 seconds to go. And so Sydney will move to 2-0. Deposit Hancock to 1-1. Sydney will prepare for Green next week, which should be a great matchup, as Green will come into that game with a 1-1 record after falling to Watkins Glen Odessa Montour in week one.
And a lot of memories from last year.
Yeah, and they defeated Groton tonight 14-0. And I know those guys have been hungry to get back on the field. So next week should be a very fun week. We'll head over the hill to Green to check out that game. So 52 seconds left. Shaver is under center for Deposit Hancock, trying to keep things going. Ball is on the Sydney 35 as DH goes right to left. Going to throw out into the flat for Austin Lenio, or excuse me, for Cooper Hall. And Reggie Jimenez came out of nowhere to break up the tackle.
Yeah, and he absolutely upended the receiver. I mean, absolutely just hit him right in the shin and just flipped him over.
So a timeout is taken on the field here. And with 37 seconds to go, we're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score Sydney 34, Deposit Hancock 18. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO. And welcome back, folks, with 37 seconds left. DH with the ball, 4th and 3. Shaver's going to drop back here, try to pick up the first down to the left side. He will. Shaver's got a first down and more. 30, down to the 20, tiptoeing along to the 15 before getting knocked out of bounds at just about the 20-yard line, 21 maybe. They're going to not say he stepped out with 29 seconds to go.
I'll tell you, if any indication of all the runs that he's done like that tonight, you know, that kid would be tired.
Yeah.
If I was his coach, I would have used him a lot more.
Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll wrap up tonight's broadcast and break down the scoring summary for tonight's contest. Sydney moving to 2-0 as they have a 34-18 lead currently, but DH still moving along here with 30 seconds left, trying to maybe punch it in one more time.
They have the ability, especially with number 10 back there.
So number 10, Darren Shaver, their senior quarterback, drops back. He's going to throw one up over the middle, and this one is incomplete, looking for Cooper Hall. Liam Matthews came swooping across. Looked like maybe he was going to knock it down, but it falls incomplete with 23 seconds left.
Yeah, he did not hit the ball, but he got in the vision of the receiver and just made him not see the ball for a second, and then that's why the kid dropped it.
And so 23 seconds left. This will bring up a 2nd and 10, so still a lot of time to work with here for the DH Eagles as the fans begin to trickle out a little bit here from Alumni Field, as it looks like Sydney will walk out of here with a victory and go 2-0 here tonight, leading 34-18, 23 seconds left. Shaver under center, and Deposit Hancock's going to play this one all the way through. Shaver rolls out to the right side, wants to throw again, has a receiver. It's caught by Lenio, and he can't get out of bounds. Going to be very close to a first down. Clock will continue to move, and he's down at about the 13-yard line.
That'll do it.
So 34-18 is going to be our final score. Sydney with a big victory at home here.
Oh, they clocked it.
Oh, my gosh, they've stopped it with 1.2 seconds left.
But there's a flag on the field.
They want to savor every minute of this.
Coach Matthews is saying just run the clock.
So they have stopped it with 1.2 seconds left, but this game is essentially over with Sydney leading 34-18. And so a nice win here for Sydney in a game where Deposit Hancock scored first. It was tied 6-6 at the half, and that's going to do it as they will run the extra time off the clock here. 34-18 is the final. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our post-game awards and wrap things up. Again, the Sydney Warriors defeating DH here tonight on CDO. We'll be right back. And welcome back one last time to Alumni Field, home of the Sydney Warriors, where Sydney walks away with a 34-18 victory over the Deposit Hancock Eagles. And Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here one last time. Let's quickly run through our scoring summary from tonight's game. In the first half, there was one score for each team. It started with Jackson Miller, an 85-yard touchdown run for Deposit Hancock. Two-point conversion was no good, so the Eagles had a 6-0 lead. That was a really nice run by Miller. Sydney was able to answer back right before the halftime break when Liam Matthews caught his first of two touchdown passes tonight, 30-yard pass from Darren Smith. So our halftime score was 6-6. That's when things started to get fun early in the second half. A fumble recovery in the end zone for a touchdown for LT Lucas Tanner. Two-point conversion for Ethan Finch was good, and Sydney led 14-6. Deposit Hancock, though, answered back. Darren Shaver, a touchdown on a QB keeper. Two-point conversion was no good, and I felt like that's where Sydney started to open things up, as they were, you know, pretty much getting the two-point conversion on a regular basis, and DH just couldn't keep up. Then it started three straight touchdowns from Sydney, which really started to open the game up. Liam Matthews, his second of the night, from Darren Smith, a 15-yard touchdown. Then Reggie Jimenez ran one in for 20 yards for a touchdown run, and Tanner Gifford, cast and all, ran one in for 25 yards before Darren Shaver for Deposit Hancock capped the scoring with a QB keeper of his own, his second touchdown of the night from 25 yards out. So 34-18. Our final score, Tim, an exciting game here, and Sydney moves to 2-0.
Yeah, they did a nice job. They, you know, the defense is really impressing me so far. They have really done a good job. I'm not really sure, you know, everybody was saying right from the get-go this year, well, we were probably not going to be able to stop anybody, but the Warriors are proving that wrong right now. So big kudos to the defensive 11 for the Warriors.
Let's move into our three awards here tonight. First up, it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Let's give that to Liam Matthews tonight. Two touchdowns. Thought he did a lot in the receiving game and was big for Sydney.
Yep, and also he did quite a bit of stuff on the defensive side of the ball. So he had a really, really good game tonight.
Next up is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Boy, this is a tough one. I think I know who I'm going to go all-purpose for, but Tim, your thoughts on dynamic defense?
Well,
we could go LT.
Like, you know, I was going to say LT, but you know what? I would like to just say that whole offensive or defensive team of the Warriors.
That's true.
They've done a really good job these first two games, and you know, give the whole team some kudos.
I would love to give the whole team some kudos for sure. I thought they played very well. So.
Yeah, I mean, and Lucas had a couple tackles, you know, for losses. So did Reggie, you know, everybody. So it's kind of a team effort. So I think that's a good way to go.
We will give it to LT.
Yeah.
When we've done the team thing in the past, you know my boss, Craig Stevens, right? That guy.
Just get him a dozen donuts.
He's like, what are we going to do? Give a trophy to everybody? Nate, I'm going to be broke. I'm like, okay. Jeez, Scrooge McDuck over here. So we're going to give this one to LT tonight, but I might have to get some donuts for those guys. They did a really nice job. ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is next. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think Darren Shaver for DH tonight deserves this. I mean, you could throw an honorable mention to Jackson Miller, but you know, Shaver did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he definitely did, and he was very key on the defensive side of the ball with he was pretty much the man on Ethan Finch.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, he did a really nice job shutting down Ethan, not shutting him down, excuse me, I should not say that, but controlling him.
Yes.
And, you know, so I would definitely agree with Darren Shaver as all-purpose.
So Darren Shaver will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. That's going to do it for our broadcast. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios, also to Craig Stevens who helped us set everything up today. Sydney defeats Deposit Hancock 34-18. Tim, we'll see you next Friday and Saturday. We'll have games, so it's going to be fun.
Cool. It'll be a great weekend.
So we'll kick it off on Friday night next week, Sydney at Green, and then we will do BG at Delhi on a Saturday. We're going to have a bunch of Saturday games coming up starting next week, so make sure you mark the calendar for that. Again, our final score, Sydney 34, Deposit Hancock 18. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from CDO Sports.